the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
One day, a well-to-do businessman comes before a judge in court, and he's arguing for people to not have things like Good Friday, Easter, and Christmas off because he doesn't believe in them. His premise is, the Christians have all their holidays, the atheists have nothing. Therefore, no one should have anything. And the judge takes the consideration seriously, and he ponders for a long time. Finally, he comes to the realization, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take everything away from everyone, because you actually do have a day. He says, the Bible says, a fool in his heart says there is no God. Therefore, your day is April 1st. That's pretty much the story of Doubting Thomas, is it not? I mean, we always call him Doubting Thomas, and there's many times that many of us actually do doubt. That's part of the process of going forward. But we also hear things like Palm Sunday, where it says Jesus was asked to keep the crowds quiet because of what they were shouting. And Christ, of course, responds and says, truly, I tell you that were I to quiet everyone, even the very rocks would sing out. So it comes to the definition of faith. Now, there's been definitions of faith that have varied and varied. There's one that I'm rather fond of. And it's one that the church holds very true. The definition of faith is that which is believed but not yet seen. That's kind of the point of Doubting Thomas. That's the point of the gospel story today. Thomas wasn't there, so he didn't see the things that Christ did to and for the other disciples. He wasn't there the first time that Christ said, peace be with you. He wasn't there the first time that Christ broke bread with the disciples after his resurrection. Let's be honest. This is a little hard to believe even today. There are people that have trouble with this. I can't tell you how many times I've actually heard Easter sermons say, well, we didn't know if Christ really rose from the tomb, and it doesn't really matter. Really? If it doesn't matter, there's a small problem there, guys. Because you don't need to be here. And I don't need to be paid. I don't need to be here either. That's not what happened. We know that Christ rose from the dead. We believe that Christ rose from the dead. We see by faith. That's what Christianity is. The Bible isn't a story. It is God's self-revelation to his people so that we can believe upon that which is not yet seen. We know that it's true because we're given the Holy Spirit. We are given the Holy Spirit to discern what lines up with the Bible and what doesn't. You have that nagging doubt in the back of your head, this just doesn't seem right, something's not adding up. Well, that's what that is. That's the Comforter. The whole point of Thomas and Thomas's story is not another method for us to believe. It is that we are blessed because we have not yet seen. Part of our job is to show Christ to other people. We are blessed because we now know in part. At the end, we will know fully. But the part that we do know, we must share. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a bedtime story. It doesn't matter whether there's a well-to-do businessman that goes before a judge and says it's all crap and I want my own day. Easter and Eastertide is about the resurrection, the risen Lord, the first fruit, the man who was hung on a cross for all of our sins. The coming of the Holy Spirit to do what? What did we hear today? Reconciliation. The sins that you forgive are forgiven. The sins that you keep are kept. That's actually a really heady power, guys. Now, you might realize that as a priest, part of my ordination vows are that I am authorized. I am supposed to be an agent of the church that forgives sins. However, that's not just my job. That's yours too. Kind of scary when you think about the authority that's given over, isn't it? That means you have a responsibility. That means that what is believed and not yet seen is as true as what is seen. We experience Christ every Sunday. Some more often, every time we take the Eucharist. Christ comes to us. There's no need for us to be doubting Thomases. He is here and present if you but look. And that's why every Easter we always proclaim, He is risen. And the response is,
the Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
That is a big deal. That's what we hold to. That's what we hope for. That's what we seek after. And most importantly, that's what we share with the world. Amen.